In Riyadh, the death toll in a series of overnight terrorist attacks continues to rise. At least 13 foreigners, including 10 Americans, were among the scores killed when suicide bombers shot their way into housing compounds in the Saudi capital and then set off explosives. The attacks occurred just hours before Secretary of State Colin Powell arrived in Riyadh on a previously scheduled mission. Powell said the attacks have all the markings of al-Qaeda. Joining me now is Talal al-Khareji, who lives in one of the compounds that was attacked.
Well, at first we heard what sounded like firecrackers, you know, like some kind of celebration. But I guess, you know, to us who live in this gated community or are not used to this, it was actually machine guns. And after these machine guns faded away, we just heard a loud explosion, and most of the houses, windows and doors were blasted open. And that's when I realized something was wrong.
What was the scene like? Can you describe what it was like when you first went out and went to look and see what had actually happened?
Yeah, I went out and walked towards where the fire was coming out of, and the whole area where the bomb, apparently there was a bomb in a car, and the whole area was blown to bits. Some houses were half blown away, and the wreckage was tremendous. We immediately tried to look for survivors, and we managed to find some, but some we couldn't even get to from under the rubble.
Did you know anybody who was injured or killed in this attack?
Yes. This is a small community at Alhambra, and we all know each other, Americans, Saudis, British, European, Asian. And it was quite ironic that these perpetrators, whoever did this, killed not only foreigners, but they actually also killed Arabs and Muslims, some of them even American Arabs who were Muslims.
Yes, we've heard this described as a compound or compounds largely for Westerners. Maybe you can describe a little bit more what these communities are like.
Well, they're more like what you have in the United States, like a gated community, where it's pretty much a very nice community which emphasizes family activities. Like, we have supermarkets, swimming pools, we have restaurants, and we also have schools for you know, kindergarten, and we have also special lessons for pianos and, you know, judo, taekwondo. So it's a very, very much a family way of life here.
It's a gated community. How is the security penetrated? Do you know?
Well, I don't want to speculate, but rumor has it they came through the door blasting with machine guns, and so they forcefully went into the gate, and I think they ran into the door and blasted with the machine guns, especially the security guards. They were attacked as well, and they made it halfway through the compound, at which point they detonated the bomb.
Were you injured at all, or was your apartment destroyed in this attack?
Well, I was injured slightly by the door that fell on top of me, but I was a bit injured when I was trying to help with the rescue effort. We managed to get some people out, but some of them, you know, they were in pretty bad shape, and we had to carry them out, sometimes six at a time. I mean, six of us carrying one person out at a time just to make sure they're okay. So it was a pretty horrific scene.
Must have been a lot of panic, a lot of...
Yes. There was a lot of panic and people. But I'm very proud of this community because we pulled it together and we managed to cooperate, at least until the ambulance and the security people came along.
Well, thanks so much for having this conversation with us, Mr. Al-Khareji.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Talal al-Khareji lives in one of the compounds which was hit in the terrorist attacks in Saudi Arabia.